It's time for our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversation this week. We're going to Force goaltending coach, Hank Johnson. Coach, been a while since we had talked to you. Hopefully you had a good holiday season with the New Year, Christmas, and whatnot, and you were able to spend some time with family. And now it's odd because we're in the month of February. It's just, you know, we're a little bit behind schedule with everything. How are you doing, and what has the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks been like for you as the holidays wrapped up and you get back into hockey swing?
Things have been going pretty well here. I think we got points in our last seven games, so we've been able to string some points together, which has been nice. And still, everything development wise with the players, getting a lot of work in. It's kind of the dog days of the season where, you know, it's cold outside, cold coming into the rink. Every day is the same, but we're making the most of everything we can and trying to have fun along the way as well.
I know it's been, you know, a handful of weeks now since there was a trade that was made to send Alan Lendeck out to give AJ White basically sole proprietorship of the net for the time being. Not asking you specifically about sending Lendo out. I know that he was a big part of the team for a couple of seasons, but with AJ and his development in your eyes, working with him day to day, how is maybe that move helped him, knowing that he is the centerpiece of the crease now?
Yeah, for sure. I'll get into Lendo too. Like we loved having Lendo here. He was a big part of our team. I know last year he was a big part of the team, and he's a great kid, and we loved having him here. We thought it was in his best interest to get more playing time, and we felt that it was good for his development, somewhere where he can go and he can play more. And we loved having him here, and it was a hard decision to let him go, but I just wanted to, you know, give him a shout out and say thanks, because he did a lot for us and he handled it really well, and we definitely miss it having him here. And then with AJ, I think, you know, giving him the reins, the trade was for a couple pieces from them. So we felt with AJ and Alan, you can only have one goalie playing at a time. So every night, if whichever one's on the bench, it feels like you're wasting talent and a good roster space. So we wanted to, you know, we felt we were making the team better by adding up front while not losing as much, because we can only play one goalie at a time. And then with giving AJ more of the reins, I think it's really good for his development. This is his third year of junior hockey, and the previous 2 years he's been in more of a split type role, and I think for him to take that step and to prove to his college that he's ready to play next year, I think this is really good for him. And it's been hard, and we knew that it was going to be hard playing more games. It's not easy to do, and it's why the best in the world are the best in the world. I think for him, it's the learning how to be a pro, and that's 24 hours a day, eating right, getting in the gym, getting with Derek in the athletic training room, taking care of his body, and then learning how to manage yourself in practice at the same time, making sure you're out there, you're intentional, you're not wasting reps and making yourself tired. You're getting in there, you're getting your work done, and you're getting off.
Coach,
Coach, when it comes to the goaltending room, then obviously there, I wouldn't say there's been obviously any type of void, because you obviously you got AJ White there playing really well this season. But I do know that you've got a new goaltender on the way coming over from Slovakia, 6'3", 185 pounds. He won't turn 18 until March. Samuel Renick, what can you tell us about this young man and kind of why you're excited about him joining the Fargo Force?
Yeah, so we've had Sam on our list for the past couple years. He's a big kid from Slovakia. He's very athletic. His brother actually played over here. He played for Green Bay. His brother was drafted. I think Sam has a chance to get drafted. He's rated 10th for European goalies on the Central Scouting list. We're just really excited to get him over here. He's big, athletic, competes. He skates really well. He's got a lot of talent, and we're excited to get him under our roof and start working together and start developing him and preparing him for hopefully a long career. And I think a kid that could definitely play in the NHL one day.
That's high praise coming from you, Coach. When it comes to a player like him, I know he's coming in the middle of the season, so hopefully at some point maybe he gets some game action, etc. But since he doesn't turn 18 until this March, I mean, I would assume that means he's got maybe at least another season or two potentially to play for the Fargo Force?
Yeah, so the plan for him would be to come back next year with more of a bigger role. And then after that, it's hard to say. It's kind of up to the kid. So, you know, we'd love to have him here for as long as we can get him.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to goaltenders, and obviously that's your focus, I know you do more than just goaltenders, I'm sure, because every coach does. But when it comes to the goaltenders, you know, you had two really, really good ones, obviously, to start the year. You trade one of them away, you get some pieces and parts that help the team now, also help the team going forward. But when you get a new goaltender in the room like Samuel, what is kind of your process, and have you been watching film with him? Have you been communicating with him to talk about what things you see he could work on or improve upon? Or is it more about, and I know we've had other coaches on that have said it's more about the mental aspect of it rather than any kind of physical drills and things like that. It's more about the mental preparing, like you said, that AJ has to do, taking care of his body, et cetera. So what kind of things are you going to talk about and work with Samuel once he gets to the Fargo Force, hopefully in the near future?
Yeah, so we've already started that a little bit with the video. So I have access to all his games he's played this year for his team in Slovakia. So we've done video over Zoom and online, and so we've already gotten some of that breakdown, and we've gotten to know each other that way. I don't like to interfere too much because he's got a goalie coach over there, and I don't want to step on his toes and what they've been doing, but just little things that I see. And so we've already started that relationship a little bit, but in terms of like getting to the league and getting over here, the biggest thing with like stepping up a level is the pace is going to be faster. So things that we can work on to do that. So a lot of footwork stuff, cleaning up his footwork. And then, 70% of the goals in this league are scored off the rush. So still learning how to manage the rush, and we have certain drills we do that, but I won't get into all that.
Sure.
Managing the rush, traffic is a big thing in this league, and then your depth management, where it's like he could probably get away with playing at a farther off his goal line at the level he was at, but now things move a lot faster east-west, and he might have to take a step back to be able to manage the crease.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the goals, goaltenders you guys have had, it's funny because Lendo was from Slovakia. You've got another Slovakian goaltender coming in. I mean, do I dare ask, do the Fargo Force have a pipeline to goaltenders in Slovakia? I mean, is this the place where Slovakian goaltenders want to go and get better?
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, you look at the league, Slovakian goalies have had a lot of success over here, so I mm-hmm. think a lot of people are just going back to the well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the World Junior team, all three of them were goalies in our league, so obviously they've had a lot of success over here. I think it's a weird league, too. Like, a lot of the Russians don't like to come over. There's been a lot of Swedes that come over. But I think with the Slovaks, it's just been that tradition of success. And the kids know mm-hmm. that if they come over, they're going to be taken care of. And
yeah.
it's just been a relationship built over time. And I think there's just more trust there.
Yeah. You mentioned something a minute ago, and James and I, you know, we broadcast basketball games, we broadcast football games. We often talk about footwork. We talk about the offensive linemen and getting their steps right to be able to block a defensive lineman. We talk about defensive linemen getting that quick first step, et cetera. We talk about big men in the basketball game of basketball being able to have those nice post moves, and obviously guards with their step backs, et cetera. You mentioned footwork of a goaltender, and a lot of us probably don't really know, in a sense, kind of what you're referring to. Now, is that just getting in the proper stance and being able to slide backward or from side to side? But can you describe us, maybe for the general fan out there, what it means when you're talking about the footwork of a goaltender?
Okay, so, I mean, it's basically just whenever the goalie has to move, which is pretty much all game, I think.
Yeah.
So there's the north-south movement, which is forward and back.
Mm-hmm.
That's more you're using your edges of your skates more, so you're digging into the ice to go forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's lateral movement, like when a pass goes east-west. And we use like a T-push would be the most common move, so that'd be on a long pass. The goalie will open his toe up, come through the middle of the crease, push across, and get in his stance on the other side. And then there's shuffles, which is more like when a player is carrying it,
mm-hmm.
and you got to stay on them, and you're just little shuffles with your feet yeah. to get across. And then there's also slide. So slide would be same. It would be on a pass, maybe a shorter pass closer to the net.
Mm-hmm.
And then the goalie would slide because he knows that the shot is coming.
Right.
Is going to be coming right when he gets there. So you got to
be able to
down
do
when you get there.
Do you include also the skating part of it, the footwork for the goaltenders when they got to skate out to the middle of the ice and have a goaltender fight? We saw that in the outdoor game this weekend between Tampa and Boston. So I don't know if you get in on that, get some good quality skating in to get out there in the middle of the ice and have a goaltender fight.
Yeah, so that'd be more north south, a little bit of edge work.
As long as you coach them up so they can get out there in time to put on that goalie fight, that's all anybody cares about, Coach.
Oh, gosh.
That's good.
Man. Well, with all that extra padding, that's tough to get those swings in. I was seeing that. That looked like a struggle between those guys in that game in Tampa. But
yep.
And trying to close up with you, Coach, I know you'd mentioned a little bit about the preparation of AJ. We're kind of, you know, kind of centering around him a lot, him and, of course, the goaltenders in today's conversation. But you had mentioned preparation of being that number one goaltender now and understanding, you know, when you play high school hockey, you maybe play three games in a week, like a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But in this league, a lot of the times you're playing back-to-back nights. Is it is it more about mental preparation? Is it more about physical preparation? What, if anything, have you been working on to either keep the same or change with AJ and how he goes about his day-to-day to make sure he's as close to 100% as he can be on night two as he is on night one of a weekend?
Yeah, so I think the mental part of it actually becomes a little bit easier when you're playing more. You just kind of get in a zone, and it doesn't take you as long to prepare for each game. Mm-hmm. But that, in the same sentence, like, that's what also makes it hard, because he can be, because he's playing every night and he's so comfortable in there, then he might get a little bit too relaxed. So just learning to find that level of engagement. We call it like finding your seven. So if one is like you're standing straight up, not prepared at all, not ready for shots, that would be like a one. And then a 10 would be like you're way too into it, like your knees are bent the whole game, and you're exerting a lot of energy trying to be ready for everything all at once. So we try to say, like, find your seven, like, be ready, but be relaxed. That'll help him, like, maintain his energy levels over a whole weekend, and while still being engaged at the same time.
Perfect. Well, Coach, thanks for coming. It's your time. We appreciate it. Maybe a couple minutes more than you anticipated, but we really do appreciate your willingness and ability to give us a couple extra minutes whenever we give you a holler and ask to talk a bit about the goaltending and, of course, the team as well. So thank you for that. Good luck this weekend, and we're looking forward to getting back out to Shields Arena here soon to watch you guys out there on the ice.
Sounds good. I appreciate you guys.